we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We couldn't have hand-picked a better crew, and I hope you all feel part of it, because I can guarantee you, you made better people out of us. Thanks for buying our stuff. We appreciate that. I hope you had a chance to get a thought-repellent hat. Them was treated with ignorant guard and stoop stock. And I don't want to shock anybody, but I will tell you, they don't really work as good as you'd expect on females of the opposite sex. And women of a different gender, they're not real effective. But men, if you get one of them thought-repellent hats, you can open your own photo mat. It's a dark room in there. Nothing gets in or out. And we only have just a few of the decorator blocks left, but like maybe you've been living down there in Boston or someplace and you're thinking about moving up here to Newburyport and still want to put your SUV up on blocks or stuff and afraid the neighbors are going to complain about you running down the neighborhood. These decorator blocks can dress up a neighborhood. Now, you got to furnish your own aluminum foil, but does come with directions, and this is important, because I don't know if you ever noticed, like a lot of city slickers will go and they want to just live out in the country, and they'll go put their car up on blocks. First good rain come along, wash it over in the creek. But did you ever notice how when us hillbillies gets our car up on blocks, stays right there till the environment reclaims it? We got the kit. We don't actually have any of the actual mobile sawmills, but I know this is a time of year a lot of men dream owning their own mobile sawmill. We don't even make money off this. We just carry the brochures around to try and preserve testosterone. And here's a pretty good argument for creationism. You know, if evolution really existed, I'm pretty sure testosterone would done have evolved out of the species. Anything as dangerous as that. But on the brochure, you'll know a lot of you men been dreaming owning your own mobile sawmill and everything. There's always some woman there elbowing you like you got something better to do with $18,000. But right here on the brochure, you'll see right on the front, there's a guy in a nice plaid shirt and everything with a log, got about a 36-inch radius up on his mobile sawmill. And it looks like it climbed up there by itself. He ain't even got no perspiration, got all his fingers and everything. There's no sawdust. And you can tell it's good, clean work and safe. But when you get your own brochure and you turn to the first page, you'll notice the first sentence on the next page says, you can make lumber for your friends. And think how many friends you'll have around here if you pull up on a Saturday morning, fire up that diesel engine and say, you don't need them maple trees over there, do you? But here's the best part. On the back, see, it doesn't matter whether you get the timber miser or the wood master. You can get either one. They're guaranteed forever. It's like the timber miser people know something, the rest of us don't. Guaranteed forever. And there are a map of the entire world on the back, every part of it. It's got Zimbabwistan, Antarctica, Siberia, Kentucky, Mongolia. If you keep your brochure, once you get your timber master, maybe you're off in the Belgium Congo or something, and it breaks down. All you got to do is there'll be arrows on the map pointing to where you take it to get it serviced. You take it to the nearest service location to you. Doesn't matter whether it's Fort Wayne or Indianapolis. You can't make that stuff up. You guys have been really, really good sports. We thank you. We'll leave you with this.